Well, we are indeed starting today's show on a musical note because besides exciting cello news, with me in studio right now, I have four men and their beautiful voices who are just a day away from their opening night at the Theatre on the Bay. They're the stars of a production called Forever Plaid, and this is what it's going to sound like.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness.
Thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless?
Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home.
There they lie in the fountain,
ooh,
somewhere in the heart of Rome.
Ooh, which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine.
Just one wish will be granted.
Ooh,
which one heart will wear a valentine?
Make it mine, make it mine. Make it mine.
Start the show, and it's a huge welcome to the cast of Forever Plaid, the international hit musical, which is coming to the Theatre on the Bay from tomorrow. This version brought to you by VR Theatrical with a proudly all South African cast who are with me in studio. We've got Yummy, who plays the role of Smudge, Danny, who plays Frankie, Musanetta, who plays Jinx, and Tian, who plays Sparky. Great to have you guys with us. Thanks for a wonderful start to the show today, and welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Who wants to set the scene for us and just sketch a little bit about the premise of the show and the story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll go for it. Well, Forever Plaid is basically about four guys in a harmony group who instantly die in a car accident right at the beginning, and they wake up in limbo and they realize they've been given an opportunity to do the concert they've always wanted to do before they head off into heaven. So this is their last chance to do the thing they always dreamed of doing before they got tragically killed in an accident.
I mean, so. It sounds like a quite dire start for sure. But it is a comedy, right?
It does get funny, don't worry.
Relief, yeah.
It's light entertainment, yes.
Well, I mean, the reviews all speak of heartwarming, sort of sparkling humor amidst obviously the gorgeous crooning music. This was the 1950s. None of you are anywhere near old enough to have been alive in the 1950s.
Did any of you listen to this courtesy of
your folks growing up by any chance?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, yeah? Very
I
much
came
so.
Across one or two songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just talk a little bit about the kinds of music. We're talking the likes of Perry Como and that ilk. The 1950s, the time of the crooners, very clean cut sort of music, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's very, very...
wholesome.
Difficult music as well compared to what we do now.
Actually. The harmonies are just so close. It's difficult to hear your harmony. If it sounds wrong, it's right.
I'll wrap my head around that. I mean, you all come from incredibly diverse musical backgrounds. You're all seasoned performers, but from quite different backgrounds. Danny, I think you've done a lot of children's theatre. Yeah. I know you've worked with the crew from Hooked on Books.
Yeah.
We've got opera stars in the mix. We've got jazz specialists. What attracted you to the show? Did someone come to you saying, "We want you"? Did you have to audition for it? How did it work?
We auditioned, stood in line, got in, auditioned, sang, got the gig.
So, I mean, Yummy, for you, what attracted you to this particular show?
Well, for me, I'm a lover of harmonies, so that was exciting. Also, it's such a hectic sing. I mean, we are on stage the entire time, we never leave, and we sing in every song. So I also wanted to test myself out, see if I actually have the stamina to handle this kind of show. I've also never sang bass before, and that's the part I sing. So it's like a new experience, a new lovely challenge. So I'm excited for that. Even though we've been doing it for a month now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're coming to Cape Town off a run in Joburg already, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the audience response like in Joburg, Tian?
Fantastic. I think they loved us. They really loved us.
You and Sally Gill both. Okay. I mean, when I speak about the diverse musical backgrounds, I mean, Yummy, you've been in everything from the Mandela trilogy, I think you have as well, Musa, to, as I mentioned, Danny working in children's theatre, coming from a background with the Drakensberg Boys Choir. Mm. Tian, Jesus Christ Superstar. These are incredibly diverse genres of music. How much of a learning experience has it been for you to come into the world of 1950s pop and the four-part harmonies?
For me personally, it was quite the learning experience. I've been in this industry for many, many years, but I'm not necessarily a natural harmony picker upperer. So for me, it was we said it was really hard work, and my approach to it has always been, as it's kind of been like, it's a little bit like going back to school for me. It was it was really like focusing on technique and really on your ear and listening and
creating a blend. You know?
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes. I mean, me coming from choirs, I thought I was okay with harmonies, but this was a learning experience for all of us, I think.
There's nowhere to hide. I mean, four of you, as you said, on stage all the time, all singing every single song. And everyone is going to notice if a note goes wrong.
Yep.
No pressure whatsoever. I mean, it's a very sort of clean cut, wholesome style of music, very smooth, no swearing, no rap. I think it's quite different from what youngsters listen to today, but lots of sort of really good spirited stuff. It strikes me it's particularly the right time of year to be staging a show like this, don't you think? Because everyone needs a lift.
Yeah, definitely. We're at that time of the year where we are hopefully thinking more positively. Obviously, some people might not be, but a show like this comes along and says, you know, there are some really positive things to think about. There's some wholesome, good things you can set your mind to at this time of the year. So I'm hoping that the audiences come and they just have a great time and laugh with us and sing along with us if they know some of the songs or if they catch on.
you know. Maybe a lucky few might even come on stage with us.
You never know. There might be some participation. You know
what that means. Don't buy tickets in the front row.
Don't worry, we will find you.
I mean, I remember going to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat a little while ago at Theatre on the Bay, and half the audience was singing along the entire show. And I mean, the fact that you mentioned it's okay for the audience to sing along with you, is that part of the experience for you guys? Do you sort of riff off what's happening in the audience and feed off that energy?
1,000%.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think this whole show is about audience interaction from the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, we break the fourth wall quite a bit.
Yep.
Because we notice the audience, we notice that they're noticing us. We will work with that. Yeah, we play with that.
It's a concert in a way. You know, actually.
As much as it is a show. So let's talk a bit about the other tracks. We're still going to give you another taste, by the way, to end the interview. But do any of you, each of you, have a favorite song in the show, or one that you find perhaps most challenging, most difficult, most fun? Let me start with you.
The first one that came to mind was Perfidia, which is my character's favorite. So he talks about it as his big solo, but it was definitely a challenging one. Seeing that there's some bad Spanish lyrics, badly pronounced Spanish lyrics in there. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fun.
How about you, Danny?
For me, it's Scotland the Brave. I mean, I love all the songs, but that one's it's got a close thing to my heart because my family is quite Scottish, and it means a lot.
You probably grew up singing that one.
I've
got to say, I do love Scotland the Brave, but the song that my hardest song to sing is 16 Tons, because I've got a really fake bass there.
You're pulling it off. You're not faking it.
That one, it's always a challenge. I'm always kind of like, if there's such a thing, I feel like sometimes I can over warm up and my voice is just in a high register all of a sudden, and I'm just like, I don't need to be tenor today. here we are, you know what I mean?
Play bass.
And he's constantly singing.
So. Yami is singing all the time, so all these things of over warming up, it's his fault.
Actually.
I think let's be professional, guys.
Keep it nice and polite. What about you, Musa? Do you have a favorite track in the show?
Yeah, I do. I think Scotland probably is also my favorite track to sing. I just love the harmony. I mean, coming from jazz, I've got a very, like, I love difficult music.
Yeah.
And so this show was definitely up my alley, but I think it challenged me even more because I have to sing all the high parts. Yep. And I've never had to do that before. So
we should probably switch roles, actually.
I don't know, Yummy. I don't know if you want to sing my parts. I wouldn't mind singing your parts, though.
It's pretty demanding. I mean, the run is, as I mentioned, starting tomorrow, runs until the 23rd of November at Theatre on the Bay. And, mm-hmm. and you have performances basically every night except Mondays, I think, mm-hmm. night after night. Mm-hmm. How do you manage the vocal strain of performing, as you've said, nonstop, every number, every single song of the entire show, every night? I mean, do you have to go home and not talk to anybody for the rest of the day?
I try to sleep.
How do you manage it?
If it's possible, I try and get some sleep. Rest, I think that for me is the best thing for me.
Sleep, drink lots of water.
No screaming, no shouting.
No screaming or shouting. Yeah, I don't go out at all.
No drinking.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank goodness the Rugby World Cup final was in between the two runs. So.
Yeah. It happened as we were performing, so it was a bit of a close one there.
We had an interesting audience that day.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, you were still on stage then. Yummy, I've got to mention, I know you recently won an Aledi Award for your work in The Colour Purple. Obviously, this is a much more serious, that was a much more serious content kind of show to this one. Do you like being able to mix it up like that and move from something very heavyweight to something that's a bit more light and fun?
Yes. Yeah. Over the past few years, I've been trying to, as you said, to mix it up. I don't want to do the same thing. Yeah. And I think it's very easy to get trapped in roles and character types. So I've been blessed to play the kinds of characters that I've, you know, been able to play. Harpo, I played Mr. M recently in My Children, My Africa, which was a completely different experience to this kind of show. So that's my intention and direction for the next few years, just to keep doing different shows, mm-hmm. playing different characters and seeing how far I can stretch myself.
I mean, it's amazing versatility. It's incredible. Danny, as you, the children's theatre expert in the room, I've got to ask, is the show suitable for the whole family? Can you bring kids along to enjoy it?
Absolutely. I mean, they might not get some of the references, but it's the music is amazing. I think our characters are quite good. It's just a well-written show. And we have had quite young kids in the audience, they've all enjoyed it.
Okay. So, cool. Final messages about the show. I mean, Tian, what would you say to the audience listening today who maybe don't know the music, weren't alive in the 1950s, only know it from what they've seen on the soundtrack of Grease? Why should they come to the show?
Just come anyway and come see for yourself. It's beautiful. I must say the one thing that hits me the whole time is the fact that it's just the innocence of it. And I'm so used to doing a show when like your opening number is huge and you go, come on, watch us. And your finale is even bigger and the show is so gentle and beautiful. So just come and see the gentle beauty.
I want to sort of sigh in relief. It sounds like just what we've needed after a busy
absolutely,
year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So while I run through some of the ticketing details, I know you guys are going to give us another performance. I'm going to leave you to stand up and get settled around the microphones while I tell the audience some of the nitty gritty about when and where, etc. The show is called Forever Plaid. It is opening at the Theatre on the Bay tomorrow, the 6th of November. The run is until Saturday, the 23rd. Performances Tuesdays to Saturdays at 8 p.m. with a matinee on the Saturdays as well at 4 p.m. Tickets are 150 to 350 Rand. Booking is through CompuTicket. And as Danny's already mentioned, it is a family-friendly show. There is no age restriction. If you're trying to sort of work out, will my child manage this? Your timing is that the entire thing is around about just under 2 hours, including an intermission. So we are going to finish off with one last snippet of what you can expect, a live performance of Love is a Many Splendid Thing.
Love is a many splendid thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living, a golden crown that makes a man a king. On a high and windy year, in the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love, a many splendored thing. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendid.